Basketball.
Basketball.
You're listening to the Knicks Nation Podcast, where we've got all your Knicks needs covered. Now, live from the city that never sleeps, here are your hosts, Anthony and Chris.
What's up, Knicks Nation? We are back with our last Knicks player preview, and we saved the best for last. Jalen Brunson coming off an amazing season last season. Excited to talk about Jalen Brunson going into the new 2024-2025 NBA season. A couple of new pieces around Brunson. Familiar faces in Mikal Bridges. Chris, Jalen Brunson, number 11.
This guy. Number 11, the captain. The captain of the New York Knicks, man. Jalen Brunson is amazing. Look, we saved the best for last. Obviously, we all know what he did last season. Elevated his game, especially when key guys went down. But, Ant, how are you feeling, man? What are your thoughts on Jalen Brunson heading into this new season for the New York Knicks?
Look, I'm feeling super excited for JB. Obviously, he's improved his game every single season that he's been in this league. And we all saw an amazing season last season from him. First-time All-Star, finished fifth in MVP voting. He's only 28 years old. But I'm truly excited. I'm happy that we have him on our team because he's just that true New York point guard that we've been like waiting for and craving for, and I'm excited that it happened to be Jalen Brunson. I mean, how many years were we waiting for a point guard to come to New York, take the throne, and take us to the promised land? I think, you know, he's going to be leading the ship, and this season is just going to be an amazing season for JB.
I agree, and well said, man. Because look, a lot of Knicks fans, you know, obviously, yes, live it up. We got Jalen Brunson. He's been amazing. But like you mentioned, you got to think back to the days, man, when, you know, it wasn't too long ago. It was the Elfrid Payton show, right? Ugh. Frank Ntilikina didn't work out. Chris Duhon back in the day. Raymond Felton, who I actually liked, but then he had a drop off. Yeah. You know, the list goes on and on and on of guys that just didn't work out for us at the point guard spot. And we got to enjoy this, man. We got to enjoy Jalen Brunson, what he's bringing to our point guard spot. We locked him up, obviously. You know, we'll speak on his contract in a short bit. But he's here to stay, you know, and he's just getting better and better every year. And Knicks fans got to. Obviously, I know we have high expectations, you know, especially after the past few seasons where we've just been elevating as a franchise. But on the flip side, you got to enjoy Jalen Brunson, enjoy his game, enjoy what he's doing, and just take solace that we finally have the guy at the point guard spot. The search is over. The search is over.
The search is over, Chris. And, you know, speaking on the contract, he signed an extension with the New York Knicks this season. And that was just icing on the cake, to a testament to his character, to a testament that he truly wants to win a championship. He could have waited and gotten more money, you know, but he wanted to secure the bag now. Recently became a father, so maybe that had something to do with it. Congrats to Jalen Brunson on becoming a father. But yeah, I mean, look, he signed a four-year, $156 million extension with the New York Knicks this past summer. And, you know, there was a little bit of rumblings about it. Not many saw it coming, but it got done. And a lot of Knicks fans were just like, wow, man, this guy, like, came to New York not really knowing what to expect from him. A lot of Knicks fans were down at the signing. They were pissed off that we traded away that lottery pick to make room for Jalen Brunson. And, you know, they thought his playoff success in Dallas was, they weren't confident in it, pretty much. They were just like, did we overpay for this guy? A lot of hoopla. And then he quickly shut that noise up. Now we have Jalen Brunson here, signed the extension this summer. And now we get to work. Who's had a better summer than Jalen Brunson? Like, honestly. Besides rehabbing the thumb or the hand, who's had a better summer than JB?
No, like, he takes it hands down. I mean, yeah. no pun intended. But when it comes to Jalen Brunson, man, you said it. Look, he took a massive pay cut. Like, this was the leading news story for weeks. It felt like everybody basically going from like how could he do this to how great is Jalen Brunson? I mean, They're gonna JB, as far as I know, the statue is in the works. The statue is gonna be placed somewhere in New York City, you know, probably right in front of Madison Square Garden. It's only a matter of time, especially if we win the chip, man. Because what he's doing, the sacrifice that he took as far as a contract goes and leaving money on the table to help the team down the road. Like you mentioned, that's that shows you everything that Jalen Brunson is about. He wants to win. He wants to win for this city. He's a pro's pro, man. He's what more can you say about this man? Like, what else does he have to do outside of just getting the job done?
Yeah, you got to win. You got to win for that statue, Chris. You got to win. We got to get one. You know, he's had good seasons. He did great playoff runs, but we need that championship. Well, I don't know, because Iverson got a little statue in Philly, and he didn't really win over there. But
True.
For but, a big, like a big 6 foot, 7 foot statue, then hey, we got to get that championship.
I think we're on the way. We're excited for this season. Like you mentioned, Jalen Brunson is going to lead us, and he's the captain for a reason, right? For all these reasons, like the sacrifices on his contract, what he's done for us in such a short time, man. It's hard to believe, you know, Jalen Brunson has done this in the span of what, 2 years? You know, two and a half years, really, if you want to look at it, going from what was said to be an overpay to literally being an underpay and still being an underpaid at this point, even with this new contract extension. So shout out to JB. And yeah, man, I'm excited, man. I want the season to start right now.
Likewise, man. Shout out to JB. All right, so last season, Jalen Brunson, 28.7 points a game, career high, averaging 84% from the free throw line, shooting 54% efficiency field goal percentage, 40% from three, 51% from two point percentage, just 35.4 minutes a game, career high minutes, 77 games played. So only missed five games last year, which was awesome for Jalen Brunson. Obviously went down in the second round versus the Indiana Pacers with the hand injury. He looks to be okay. I mean, we've been seeing him running black ops with the guys, especially Tyler Kolek. So hand looks good. I mean, training camp is opening up in a couple days here, and media day is in a couple of days here, and that's it. The season's going to start. And we will be rolling. But Chris, last season, finished fifth in MVP voting, fifth in most improved player awards, second team All-NBA, first time All-Star. So I guess this season, with Mikal Bridges, with a full season of hopefully a healthy OG Anunoby, Julius Randle. I mean, we know the status of Mitchell Robinson, not going to have him until January, maybe even February. Who knows? There's been rumors regarding the Knicks center position. But I guess, what do you expect from JB this coming season now that you pair him with another one of his Villanova guys in Mikal Bridges? And you expect some of the scoring to go down, assist numbers to go up? What do you think?
So my thoughts on that is, and I don't mean this in a bad way, I feel like Jalen Brunson's going to take a little bit of a step back this season, but it's a good thing. In my eyes, it's a good thing. It means Julius Randle is back and looking like the Julius Randle we know and want back. Mikal Bridges is obviously going to get his touches. You know, OG Anunoby is also there. Basically, what I'm saying is Jalen Brunson does not have to put the entire team on his shoulders and do everything for us offensively to win a ball game. I mean, he did a masterclass of that last season, but you can't lie. He was banged up. You know, he went through these lulls where either he couldn't find his footing or he couldn't finish, you know, down low in the paint at times, which is one of his strong suits. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the fatigue got to him, but no excuses from him nonetheless. Still played at a high level and you know, I won't say single-handedly, but offensively the burden was on him. His usage rate went up like crazy when Julius went down. So I think it's going to be something like that. Jalen Brunson is still going to be amazing. Just won't be asked to do everything simply because the supporting cast is back. What are your thoughts?
I think, look, going back to January, right, when the Knicks were one of the best teams in the NBA, Brunson averaged 28, almost 30 points a game, 28.9 points, 7.5 assists, and 3.5 rebounds in 14 games in January. So that was when the Knicks were the hottest, one of the hottest team in the NBA with, you know, newly acquired OG Anunoby and a Julius Randle that was playing out of his mind as well. So you add in a Mikal Bridges. I see him kind of like not needing to score as much, but when he needs to, he will. I mean, I see his assist numbers going up. Like, I feel like hopefully this season will be a career year in terms of assists for Jalen Brunson. I feel like he can get to another level in his game if there's any improvement. I feel like he can, I don't know, maybe average 9-10 assists a game. I mean, look what the Knicks have surrounded him with. Mikal Bridges, you have Julius Randle, OG Anunoby. I think he can unlock a whole new level of his game, and he's shown us throughout his career every single year that he has been improving every single year. So his scoring has kind of, I mean, every year it's just been awesome, amazing, incredible. Like, wow, can't believe Jalen Brunson just did that. Can't believe this guy. Like, it's just some of the shots he makes. Obviously, great pick and roll player, great mid-range shooter. And I feel like in January, he found something with Julius Randle. But I feel like now with Mikal, he can kind of, his assist rate can go up. I mean, he had a career high in assist percentage, too. Yeah. I think his assist percentage was 31.6%, career high last season for Jalen Brunson. So now you add in another great offensive player next to him in Mikal Bridges. It's going to be another career year for Jalen Brunson, I feel like. And, you know, just looking at those stats from January, it just magnifies that he works well when he's surrounded by other players who also score the ball at a high rate and also put the ball in the basket. That's when Jalen Brunson flourishes the most. He can do many things. Like, if you need him to score, he can score. If you need him to pass, he can pass. The adjustments he's made to his game, like, especially last year, I feel like the Knicks coaching staff really made a lot of adjustments with Jalen Brunson compared to 2 years ago during the playoffs. In terms of more pick and rolls, the assist percentage went up. We just saw different things in this last playoffs with JB. So he's just always learning. I guess what I'm getting at, he's always learning, always adjusting. And I'm just, yeah.
Yeah.
More the same.
And I'll go back to, you know, obviously, when Jalen Brunson was out there running the show by himself, what did we see early on? Teams were blitzing him, double teams, triple teams.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
And I won't lie. It looked bad. It looked really bad. It was Jalen Brunson. He was hesitating, turnovers left and right, which is not like him. Usually protects the ball really well. But you could see Jalen Brunson was flustered. He didn't know what to do. I'm sure he's never been in that position until that moment. But like you mentioned, the coaching staff made adjustments. They started getting Jalen Brunson in screen and roll actions, you know, early, having other guys bring up the ball, kind of just get them, you know, try to get their offense set and rolling, you know, without having to have Jalen Brunson get beat up in the process of bringing the ball up the court. So,
yeah,
you know, they made a lot of adjustments. And I feel like, again, that's just another, if Jalen Brunson can now go up against triple teams, double teams, and be effective and still be efficient the way he was last year, which is what he did. He did it. It's scary to even think that. How is it going to look now when you have Julius Randle finally healthy? You got OG Anunoby. You got Mikal Bridges. I can see it being another career year type of year for Jalen Brunson. I do think he's going to take a step back as far as like scoring numbers, but I could be wrong, but yeah. I just think it's good news nonetheless. It's good news nonetheless, because you're going to have, in my opinion, a fresher Jalen Brunson who won't have to do everything on the offensive end. And maybe because of that, maybe gets a little bit better on the defensive end. You know, obviously you can't teach height, but maybe he's allowed to have more of an effort on the defensive side now that he doesn't have to do everything on the offensive side.
I hope, you know, if there's any improvement, Jalen Brunson, it's obviously defense. You know, teams attack him, and even, you know, but he's gotten a couple of blocks last season, though. He got a couple of blocks, a couple of highlights, JB. We see you out there.
Knocking blocks.
But I like what you said about, you know, blitzing, because towards the later half of the season, and especially in the playoffs, full court press, Jalen Brunson just try to get the ball out of his hands, right? I mean, obviously we were decimated. No Julius Randle, no OG Anunoby. You know, now you have a Mikal in there, so it kind of relieves some stress, relieves some pressure off JB, kind of opens up the floor a little bit. Not saying, you know, Dante didn't do that, but I'm just saying, you know, another mid-range assassin in Mikal Bridges, another guy that can take his man off the dribble, and another just great player you're putting aside Jalen Brunson. You do that with OG, you do that with Julius, it's going to unlock a lot of different things offensively and defensively. A lot. Now, Chris, like you said, I forgot which player preview, but you said it's going to like the defense for Mikal and for OG and Obi. You know how teams attack Jalen Brunson, they can kind of help out more, yeah. You know, and kind of relieve some stress from Jalen Brunson playing defense, because that's his only bugaboo defensively, but that's okay. That's,
yeah.
I don't mind.
Hey, it's not for a lack of effort.
He's not terrible. Just put it that way.
Either Yeah, it's either they're shooting over him or they're just posting him up in the paint and, you know, they're bigger.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think, look, in this past season, we saw it. Obviously, you want to try to have OG Anunoby and Jalen Brunson on the same side when it's defensively because then he can help out. But a lot of times what you saw was whoever Jalen Brunson was defending, whichever side he was at, they would just drag him away from the strong defenders, which as they should, and then they attack Jalen Brunson. Mm-hmm. So I just think now with Mikal Bridges on board, OG Anunoby on one end, him on the other, it kind of makes it a little bit more harder for teams to kind of attack JB per se. Not that we're not going to see it, but I just think we're better prepared now to deal with it.
Yes, we are. Well said. A lot of you can kind of like gamble more with double teams, like throw another defender at the Jalen Brunson side. But we're talking like in the playoffs, like when things kind of like tighten up a little bit. But
exactly.
Yeah, I mean, look, man, Jalen Brunson, an amazing player. Happy that he's on the team. I'm expecting another all-star appearance from Jalen Brunson this year. His usage went up when Julius Randle went down. His career high in usage, 33.7%. But you want your great players handling the ball. Don't care about that at all. Career high in assist percentage, like I said, 31%. That's what I love to see the most because not only is he scoring, he is passing at a high rate and they are getting great looks. Now you bring in Mikal Bridges, another guy who has chemistry with Jalen Brunson. Sky's the limit for this offensive team. And, you know, the shots at the rim, I remember last time, a lot of times last season, Chris, that was his only like kind of down offensive stat, 60% at the rim for Jalen Brunson last year. That was 44th percentile at his position. I kind of equate that to like maybe Mitch being out a lot of times and, you know, that maybe Julius being out half of the season. You know, when Jalen Brunson drives, the big is always there kind of like deflecting his shot or, you know, altering his shot and stuff like that. But shots at the rim was the only down offensive stat, if you want to call that a down offensive stat for JB. But that was his only thing, 60% at the rim.
It doesn't bother me at all because you got to also realize, again, it was the Jalen Brunson show.
Exactly.
You know, he was literally the beginning and end when it came to offense. And a lot of teams, what did they start doing? I'll use Philly for an example. They took a guy like, you know, Kelly Oubre. We're going to put this tall, lanky guy on Jalen Brunson. You know, obviously a huge height difference.
Yeah.
And this is not only Philly that did this. Every single team did it. Because they knew there was nobody else there outside of maybe you could say Dante that can score the ball. So they were putting these bigger guys on Jalen Brunson, trying to wear him down. You know, you saw it in the Indy series where they just had a plethora of guys attacking Jalen Brunson, trying to stop him.
Yep.
And look, I'll take 60%, honestly. And it's with Jalen Brunson, you got to remember, a lot of his points don't come from the perimeter. They come from within the paint. He's working in the paint against these taller players. So
call a foul, please.
Yeah, call a foul. Stop saying he's a hunter out there. I mean, stop everybody that. Does it. Come on, let's stop with that BS.
He's but getting fouled NBA.
Yeah, he's 6'2 in the paint amongst the trees, and 60% is a down for him.
Yep.
In a year where he was missing some key guys. So, hey, I'll take it. And I see that, obviously, I see that improving this upcoming season.
Likewise, 60%, it's just a stat that I had to, you know, bring it up to you guys. But, yeah, call a foul NBA, he's getting whacked. Even Tom Thibodeau made a comment that Jalen Brunson is still, you know, getting fouled here and there. But, hey, I mean, it is what it is. I'm expecting a great season from Jalen Brunson. He shows up in the playoffs. Just, you know, what more can you ask for from this guy? And, you know, just praying for a healthy season. His thumb seems good. You know, his ankle feels like it, I remember a lot of times last year he was hobbled. Remember the time that, you know, he went back in the locker room and then everyone was like, oh, man, where's Jalen Brunson? Then he did something during halftime and then he came back. So we just need a healthy season from JB and from all these guys, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be a team effort. Look, obviously, JB is amazing. And we all saw last season what he could do as the lead guy, main guy with other pieces not around them, which is fantastic. I think that helps us in the long run, regardless. But it's going to be exciting having Julius Randle back, man.
Yes.
I know a lot of people are split on Julius, but again, thinking back to that January with OG, Julius, JB out there, obviously the hottest team in the NBA at the time. You add Mikal to that, Josh Hart's on the bench, DiVincenzo's on the bench. Come on, man. How can you not be excited about that?
Get excited, Knicks Nation. Season is starting very soon. Bold predictions for Jalen Brunson, Chris. My bold prediction is Jalen Brunson will be the MVP of the league. Hey. This is his year. Jalen Brunson will be the MVP of the 2024-2025 NBA season. You heard it here first.
I love that. Let's go. Hey, look. That's not so far out of reach like some might think, right? You know, I thought he should have been closer to it this past season, in my opinion, but
will you be the MVP, Jalen Brunson? Yes. Yes, he will. What you got?
You know what, Jalen Brunson, to me, my bold prediction. Let me think about this. Jalen Brunson is going to carry the Knicks to a championship this season. That is my bold prediction.
This is our year.
We winning it.
The 1973 was the last time the Knicks won an NBA championship. That ends this year. Telling you.
That is my bold prediction. Jalen Brunson is going to lead us to an NBA championship.
Please, please, from your lips to God's ears.
I feel good, man. I mean, look, I know that the news around Mitch, obviously, and the backup center role now, hell, the starting center role now is a big question mark. But Look, man, even with all that, the team that we have, I have no doubt the Knicks are going to address that center position. They're going to. It's only a matter of time. And look.
It's better.
With the rest of the roster?
Yeah, hopefully it will.
No, they will. They have to, man. They have to. You know, with the rest of the roster, you can't help but feel optimistic. This roster is going to be amazing, obviously, health withstanding. And it's not just a one-year window, right? We're set up for a minute here. So enjoy this, Knicks fans. Enjoy it. Enjoy the ride. Enjoy the process because – I know I damn sure am.
Likewise. And wow, that is it, Chris. That is our last player preview. Hope you guys tuned in for all of our player previews. We did a player preview for every single Nick new series that we brought to you guys this year. A lot of research, a lot of work. So appreciate you guys tuning in, giving us your time and, you know, supporting as well. Subscribe, hit the thumbs up button. Become a member, get access to, you know, videos before they come out. Once we hit 10 members, we're doing a podcast for strictly our members. So appreciate every single one of you guys. This season's gonna be a fun one. It's gonna be fun, man. It's gonna be fun.
I think might need to do another player preview, man. I heard Knicks are signing somebody else right now. Oh man. Nah.
that's
honestly, it wouldn't surprise me with the recent news, but
hey, we'll
see. Maybe there is going to be one more to do.
Just stay tuned, right? Stay tuned. Stay tuned to the Knicks Nation channel. Follow the Instagram, Knicks Nation, all Twitter, Knicks Nation. But yeah, that was a wrap. Player previews. I don't know how to feel.
I'm going to miss it.
Yeah.
It was fun, man.
We can talk about the season and get into the season. Live streams are coming soon. Make sure you have the notification bell on. Live streams are coming soon. That's it. I'm Anthony from Knicks Nation.
I'm Chris.
We'll catch you guys next time. Peace.
Peace.
Thanks for listening. Please hit that follow button to stay updated with our latest episodes. And we also greatly appreciate those 5-star reviews. For you video enthusiasts out there, head over to our YouTube channel to catch the podcast in video form. YouTube.com/KnicksNation. You'll find all the relevant links conveniently listed in the show notes below. See you next time.